Maharaj has spent many years preaching behind the iron curtain and reaching the hearts of so many conditioned souls and transforming their hearts into Vaishnavas. Maharaj is very well known for his loft preaching programs through which he reaches the heart of young generations and transforms their hearts into Vaishnavas. Maharaj has also served as an excellent distributor in ISKCON, and last year when Maharaj came, he shared his deep realizations with all of us in book distribution. So we would like to welcome Maharaj and we would like to request him to please share his realizations today with all of us by loudly chanting three times again, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Of the beginning of this Prabhupada marathon. I had the great fortune to speak last year, and now, once again, I am blessed to be in your association. Very enthusiastically, you chanted Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. The Prabhupada marathon gives you a chance to taste that mantra. You can, as a servant of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, as a servant of the Panchatattva, you can taste the nectar of spreading Krishna Bhakti. Ordinarily, we would not get the chance to do such an exalted service. But we can thank Kali Yuga for this splendid opportunity. Ordinarily, we would not get such personal service to the Lord. How is this book distribution personal service to the Lord? Of course, that personal service is coming down through parampara. I'm sure you all understand you cannot approach Krishna except going through Krishna's devotee. But how is it that we get a chance to do this personal service? And why is it personal service? It is the mission of Krishna himself, as he says in Bhagavad Gita. Pritranaya saudinam vanashaya tadushkatam dharma samstapanatayam and yadaya dahi dharma syaglaniya bhavati bharata. Whenever people forget what is the goal of life, whenever people forget who is Bhagavan Krishna, he personally comes through his incarnations, his avatars, and he displays who he is in truth. Just as Krishna presents pure knowledge of the Supreme Lord, as the Supreme Lord, he presents the knowledge and he displays inconceivable pastimes, all for catching the shoulder of the conditioned soul. Stop, listen to this, look at this, hear what I'm doing, hear what I'm saying. Krishna personally does that. Especially, of course, he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and does that. The work you are doing, the work that you'll do in this Prabhupada marathon, is the same work as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, yes, you are doing the same mission. You are acting as a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do not take this book distribution to be an ordinary activity. Oh, there are so many books in the shops. Why are they pushing us to distribute these books? The books you are distributing are talks about Krishna. That is the only talking that will do any good for the world. Since time immemorial, there's been so much talk about peace, prosperity, justice. Talk, 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 talk. nothing changes. But the talks about Krishna can actually make profound changes in the individual, in society, on the planet, the whole universe, just by people's hearing talks about Krishna, there can be these enormous changes. The books that you'll be distributing bring about real unity. The books are not about being a Hindu, a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, whatever. The books are not about being Indian or American or Russian or whatever. The books are about being the eternal servant of Krishna. And by your distributing these books, you're creating the basis for real unity. Our thought should be, how did I get this extraordinary fortune? Of all the activities I'm doing in my life, how did I get a chance to take part in this Prabhupada marathon? So the first thing that's necessary for success in this marathon is to be grateful for the opportunity. I want you all to thank whoever enlisted you in this marathon. Make it your first priority. Find out who did it. More than one. Thank as many as possible. I sincerely thank you for engaging me in this rare opportunity. I don't know how I have a chance to do this. I don't deserve it, but you have given me this opportunity. Find out what's going on. Find out who are the conspirators. And thank them immensely from the bottom of your heart. And beg for their blessings that you can properly take advantage of this enormous opportunity. That's the best way to begin the marathon. Feeling unqualified but grateful and determined that you're going to invest your heart's energies and your intelligence into this marathon. After all, it is the work of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. If you approach the marathon in this high spiritual way, then the marathon will reveal its inner glories to you. You see, you're about to enter into a laboratory. According to your attitude, that's going to influence what results you get in terms of spiritual understanding. You want to approach the marathon. You want to approach the marathon with humility, gratitude, and readiness to serve Krishna. Krishna, I'm on call for you. I'm your man. Something needs to be done. These books need to be distributed. You can call on me, Krishna. I'll do my part. Isn't that a glorious feeling? In this way, you can become a hero. How can we become heroes? We're just ordinary boys working, going to school. How can we be heroes? Srila Prabhupada gives the example that when there's a war, and even ordinary boys from the countryside, from the villages, they're put into the army, and then they get a chance to be a big hero. Whereas ordinarily, they would just be in some village, they would just be in the countryside doing farming. But now they're in the army, and they can be recognized for doing heroic deeds because they're thrust into that situation. So similarly, you all now have the opportunity to be Krishna conscious heroes. By doing this book distribution activity, you have a chance to be quickly recognized by Krishna. It's okay to have that ambition. You can have the ambition. I want to please Krishna with my service. Just like in mundane life, material life, people have the ambition. I want to please my boss so he'll give me a promotion or bigger salary. I want to please my professor at school. I want to please my parents. The ambition to please Krishna is not ordinary. So please have those ambitions. So we talked about gratitude. That'll get your foot in the door, gratitude. So I know you all are thinking right now, who enlisted us in this marathon? And you're making plans to find out the conspirators and thank them. The next thing, the next thing that you want to do is make sure that your efforts are concentrated as much as possible. You want to see that your time is utilized in the best way. So this marathon will teach you something about time management, which is an essential part of Krishna consciousness. You have material activities to do, and you have this marathon to do. How are you going to do it all together? It's exciting how to make this balance. And of course, during the marathon, generally it's expected you can put a bit more on the Krishna side, the Krishna conscious spiritual side. How many weeks of concentrated activity is it? 4 weeks. Huh? 4 weeks. So you just let it fly. Let's see what happens after. Have some adventure. Have some fun in your life. I'll just let it all fly. I'll just get into it for Krishna's pleasure. Then when January comes, I'll see what happens. This is fun. Yes, you can gamble on Krishna. What do gamblers do? They use dice in India? They throw dice? All right. You can. Yes, Prabhupada said you can gamble on Krishna. You'll never lose. All right. I'll just throw myself into this month. And then at the end of the month, I'll see what happens. Yes. Why don't you do that? Make some excitement in your life. Don't be boring. Some of you are going to do things that you never thought you could do before. You'll watch in amazement as Krishna uses you. You'll watch in amazement as Krishna transforms you into a little hero. We're all little heroes for Krishna. And you'll see. The greatest luxury, the greatest wealth in life, how Krishna will use you as his servant. You should get these experiences. Use this opportunity to develop internal wealth. We want you to come away from this marathon at the end of the month, at the end of December, with the attitude that, yes, I have experienced something I never thought I could have tasted. Krishna consciousness is not a theory for me, it is a reality. Ordinarily, we would not get this opportunity. It is the glory of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga has very few glories. One is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, you can attain the perfection of life. And the other is by distributing Krishna's glories, it's easier for you to chant Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is already the easy way. But by distributing the Hare Krishna mantra, distributing Krishna's glories, it becomes easier to chant Hare Krishna. So everything feeds into, it's a loop that just feeds into itself. We want you to experience that. So let us think, what better thing could I be doing than putting my efforts into this marathon? The books are purely spiritual. The effort to distribute the books is purely spiritual. So then, you're wondering, how did I get this fortune? Sometimes while you're distributing the books, you'll open the books and read a page and think, this sounds really good. If I don't say so myself. Maybe some of you already had that experience. Because you get a special taste, a special vision while you're distributing the books. So you read something that you read before and suddenly it hits you. That really makes a lot of sense. I accept that completely. These are the ecstasies of the book distributors. And yes, we want you to taste ecstasy. Little sacrifice is required. But is sacrifice unknown to all of you? Material life demands so many sacrifices, right? Work, study. Listening to family members. Yes. It's a sacrifice. Now you get a chance to perform the supreme sacrifice. And you can capture Krishna's attention. Sometimes people have, you know, fanatical conceptions of how they're going to catch the attention of God and become martyrs. You know, the unfortunate condition of the world these days, sometimes persons of different religions, they misunderstand religion, they have no idea, and they think, if I cause some destruction, then I'll catch the attention of God. It's very good that persons want to catch the attention of God, but you have to know how to do that. You cannot make up some deadly method and then say, God will be pleased by this. But what you're doing is it's the genuine, bona fide, authentic way how to capture the attention of Krishna. You become more than a martyr by participating in the Prabhupada marathon. You live eternally. The persons who read the books live eternally. The books live eternally. So we are not ashamed to be ambitious about capturing the attention of the Supreme Lord, because we are striving by the proper means. And the books are creating world peace, creating world unity on the spiritual platform. The books are not driving people apart. Oh, you are this type, you are that type. You go in this corner, you go in that corner. You have this body, you have that body. You are Indian, or even within India. You are Gujarati, you are Tamil, you are this, you are... You are Russian, you are Australian. The books drive out all these false conceptions, all these designations, and create real peace, real love, real harmony. And you truly become recognized by Krishna. So everything has use and misuse. There is perversion, and then there is the spiritual reality. So some persons have unfortunate conceptions of how they're going to become martyrs. The perversion of something doesn't mean that the original idea is false. No, the original idea is beautiful. How do you become recognized by the Supreme Lord? Distribute his glories. So unless you show people what is the real way to catch God's attention, How will they know? People sometimes are becoming turned off by religion. Oh, it means the fanatics. They think to capture the attention of God, they must do destruction. All religion is like that. But here you are showing that to capture the attention of Krishna, you are distributing the most beautiful literature of pure love and peace. So there's the perversion, and then there's the real thing. You are fortunate to be doing the real thing. You're not interested in persons identifying with their bodies. You are interested in creating real unity based on the fact that we are spirit soul, part of Krishna. So please be very eager to participate in this Prabhupada marathon. I'm leaving around midnight tonight to fly out of the country, but I feel the excitement building. Don't you? How many of you participated last year? Please raise your hands. Oh, so many veterans. Make this year even better. How do you make this year better? More effort for sacrifice. This is yajna, the supreme sacrifice. Simply getting persons to take books about Krishna, that is yajna. What were some of the experiences you had last year? Maybe you can tell me. I know you probably discussed this before, but I haven't heard. So please bless me. Someone can quickly tell me some of the realizations. Ah, don't be shy. Yes.
So I made an announcement that please take these books. These are very wonderful books. You will be benefited. And there were some 5-6 big people. They were sitting in a group, and they started shouting on me, "Why you are doing this book distribution? Do something practical." I started explaining one person, but the second person started. So I thought the situation is becoming very heavy on me. So I went to the other group. I started distributing books there. So 2-3 people took books. So that gave me some encouragement. I came back to this group. So I asked one person, "Yes, sir. How? Please tell me, what is your doubt?" So he said that you people are not giving. Why don't you give employment to the people? First, he said, "Why you are distributing these books? You have brought God on the road by this. Means you have made God cheap." There is a saying in Hindi, so I translated. "So you have made God cheap by doing these activities." I said, "Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that if you distribute my message, so we are not making him cheap, but we are he is recognizing us and he is very happy by that. There is no more person who is more dear to Krishna than one who distributes his glory." Then he said, "Okay," but then other person started, "But why you don't do something practical? Why you don't give employment to the people?" Then I asked him, "How many people you have given employment in your life?" Then he started becoming nervous. He said, "No, I'm asking you." Then I told him, "You have no right to point out that how many people you have given unless you have not done that activity." Then all the people got attracted in the train and they were seeing what the discussion is. Then I explained him who Krishna is, his 6 opulences. Then he was very much convinced. But my station came, otherwise I would have given him a book. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the object is not to talk so much, but to give the book. You have rightly understood. But I also, when I was not Krishna conscious, that was my thought about the devotees. Why don't they do something practical? What are they doing for the world? I wasn't doing anything for the world, but why don't they do something practical to help people? And then I began to read the books, and I could see this is the topmost knowledge which can solve all problems in the world. Of course, to know that, you have to read the books. Often, Srila Prabhupada himself would point out that my books are not just for selling, they're for reading too. So I know that you all have put time into reading the books, and now the glorious time of the year comes when you can distribute the books to others. This is the activity of the Panchatattva, the flood of love of Krishna. You'll actually be able to taste that. It won't be theory. So I'm very pleased to feel your impact. And by your efforts, you're affecting the whole world, because other temples throughout the world, they're watching. What is this? This Radha Gopinath Mandir and Chaupati. How is it they're distributing so many books? Really, when I travel around the world, they ask me. We never knew that they were distributing so many books. They have wonderful college preaching. They have wonderful festivals. But now they're distributing so many books. What's happening? One senior leader even told me in North America, he said to me, you know, Chaupati did extraordinary in the marathon. I don't know how it's happening, you know. Because that one thing, you know, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he doesn't talk about book distribution all day. So, he's like, you know, he doesn't do that. As if this is some kind of lack. I said, well, you know, the object is not so much to talk about it, but to do it. Srila Prabhupada never said, the more you talk about book distribution, the more solace I get. No, he said, when it's actually done, he gets the solace. So all over the world, devotees, because I travel now tonight at midnight, I'm leaving for Zurich, Switzerland, and the next day I'll go to Washington, D.C., a few days to New York, a few days to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and then down to Australia, New Zealand. So devotees are asking, what happens at Chaupati during the marathon time? What is their secret? So now I'm seeing the secret. You are affecting the whole world because other devotees become more enthusiastic by your efforts. So don't think that, you know, you're just in your own little world. No, you are interlinked with this flood of love of Krishna all over the world. You should be very happy that you have this opportunity, just as I am happy with this opportunity to be here with you. It's not a long time, just about 1 month, yes? 4 weeks? Some of you have been waiting all year for this, right? Last year, you caused some transcendental anxiety for the Juhu Temple. What is it this year? The Delhi Temple, you'll cause some transcendental anxiety? What is the plan, the secret plan? I was, when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told me about the results last year and how by Krishna's grace, in the transcendental efforts, you surpassed Juhu Temple. I said, well, okay, as long as they didn't surpass the Delhi Temple, then, you know, there won't be too much commotion. Well, I don't know, this year you may have some secret plans. It's just enthusiasm to serve Krishna. Krishna is the winner. You do your best. Krishna is the winner. Any other quick, short realizations from last year? Spiritual realizations. How maybe you thought you couldn't do this service and then you realized how glorious it is. Yes. Please. Louder, please.
Last year, I went to the Viti railway station and I distributed in the train. Then after coming back, I went to the waiting room. And there, some peoples are there. Then I approached two young peoples and they, I just showed them the Krishna book. I just see the Krishna book. And they are not interested in seeing at me also. Then I given to other persons. They took the book. And then I again came to these persons. Then I just told them, don't take, just see it. Then they started seeing. And then after some time, they appreciated book and they took, both of them took the book and they gifted me with the two photos of the Radha and Krishna also.
I notice in your presentation of what you did that you are feeling some spiritual strength that you got from the activity. You feel the reality of being Krishna's servant in doing this personal service for the Lord. It's very important that Krishna consciousness is not just a theory for you, but the reality of Krishna consciousness comes to you by being a dedicated servant. And Krishna says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, no one is more dear, nor will there ever be one more dear than the one who spreads my glories to others. So once again, please remember, your activities are affecting the whole world. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, this temple is very famous. Everyone's watching. What are they up to now? So you please raise the bar to an even higher level. And that'll be doing the best thing for all of us in other parts of the world. We'll be inspired. So I thank you all for this opportunity to address you. I feel very purified by your association. But I'm just wondering, what is this year going to bring? You all have your plans, yes? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, many of the devotees don't know how you got your first Bhagavatam set.
Oh.
Please. Hari, please, Maharaj.
Hey, you all heard this before, yes? Be truthful. How many have heard this before? Raise your hands. It is a long story. it's a very long story. To make it short, I give you the very short version, because we want to have kirtan, and then I have to go say farewell to His Holiness Radha Maharaj before he takes rest. So I didn't want anything to do with devotees. I thought they were strange persons. I didn't know them, but I just thought they were strange. They weren't doing anything practical for the world. But I love the books. And I would just read the books 4 hours a day, month after month after month. And then I received news, because I would get my books in the mail. That way I avoided contact with devotees. I received news that Srimad Bhagavatam, the first deluxe edition in the West, was being published. So I wanted it immediately. But to get it immediately, I had to go find a devotee. So I went to a bus terminal looking for a devotee. And I thought I would just ask an ordinary question. I thought it was an ordinary question. In India, it would probably be ordinary. I don't know. Has it happened to you that someone walks up to you and says, excuse me, do you have Srimad Bhagavatam? Has it happened? So even in India, it's unusual, right? What would you say if you were at the train station and someone walks up to you, excuse me, do you have Srimad Bhagavatam? So it's unusual in India. What to speak of, you know, in New York City? But I thought it was normal. So I just walked up to this devotee. Excuse me, do you have Srimad Bhagavatam? And that was the beginning of my end. To make a long story short, yes, after that, I started visiting the temple. That's how I first met His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj. I met him on the subway. We were both going to the temple in New York. We became friends. The books produce extraordinary changes. Even as hard-hearted and proud as I was, the books produce changes. I'm very happy that you all have the opportunity to distribute them. Please be grateful. Remember the first thing, gratitude. Be ambitious. To do your best for Krishna. And remember the worldwide effect of your efforts. Oh, I thank you all very much for allowing me to be here with you. Hare Krishna. Can we have a little kirtan? Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasare Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Gorari. Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari, Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari. Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol. Tiger, Haribo, 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 the tiger, Haribo. The tiger, Haribo, 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 go, Haribo. Haribo.
Ne taiga haribo, 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 go haribo. Go Premanande. Go Premanande. Srila Prabhupada's marathon key. Hare Krishna.